You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The flooding in Tāmaki Makaurau has been devastating in a myriad of ways. One aspect that this has clearly troubled a lot of people has been the Mayor's response, or lack thereof, in the beginnings of the disaster unfolding. News sub-editor Stella Huggins spoke to Dr. Suze Wilson, a senior lecturer at Massey University, whose area of expertise is in leadership and management, about the nuances of the situation. She started by asking about his performance and overall manner during the critical press conferences and the few interviews he has given, and what, in her opinion, were the features that have led to such a negative reaction from many members of the public.
One thing that is obvious was, you know, his silence on Friday night, the lack of communications during kind of the peak period when, you know, some people are literally, you know, being rescued and swimming out of their homes, and just this kind of silence, because by his own account, what he was focused on was gathering facts and data and evidence and making sure he was following due process. But those are all the kind of management parts of his job. The leadership part of his job, you know, is about communicating proactively to people of, look, it's not looking good out there, guys. Here's some, you know, we're onto it. We're doing everything we can. Some important basic, you know, kind of safety messages are da 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 da. So he missed all of that on Friday night, and then he's been challenged about that, you know, on Saturday. And got very defensive. It almost seemed like, I don't know, you have to be careful about inferring emotions to other people, but he appeared angry. It looked almost as if his deputy mayor was kind of dragging him off at the end of the interview. There were certain statements he was making where you could kind of see these, you know, sort of sideways glances from the prime minister and ministers, as if they're kind of going, what? You're saying what? So there was just this general sense that he was digging an even deeper hole for himself by failing, you know, to understand what the nature of people's concerns were. He seemed to keep wanting to resort back to the technical process involved in declaring a state of emergency. And I don't know what that process is. You know, I'm prepared to take him at face value that there was a process to be followed, but that doesn't absolve him of the leadership responsibility. And yeah, the stuff that's come out today about him being more focused on being annoyed his tennis game was cancelled because he had to speak to the media. I mean, you know, this does not instill confidence that he understands what his job actually is.
And you've pointed out the disparity between Brown's capacity for management and the role in leadership. Could you speak a little bit more to that difference in terms of maybe the literature and explain why that distinction matters, especially in these circumstances?
Yes, it is funny because, you know, he is someone who campaigned on the basis of his business and governance experience that he was the person to fix Auckland. But the reality is, you know, even at Management 101 courses, we teach students that, you know, management and leadership are not one and the same thing, that management is important, but it's fundamentally concerned with issues of efficiency and effectiveness and doing things correctly. It's about following processes, gathering facts, data and evidence, da da da, all the stuff he was kind of talking about. But that's quite different from leadership, which is much more about connecting in to how people are feeling, understanding, if like, the strategic bigger picture of what's going on, role modeling appropriate values and behaviors. Sometimes people will call all of that kind of stuff, or they'll kind of equate it with notions of emotional intelligence or soft skills. But it's generally seem to be, you know, quite a distinctive kind of skill set, different from the more kind of analytic, cold, calculating rationality involved in management work. And this is more about connecting with the human issues. And particularly when we look at leadership in relation to crisis leadership, you know, it emphasizes things like trying to basically step back and get a sense of what's going on here, the importance of communicating, working with others, decision making, all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, one way of kind of summing up the differences between the two is something that Warren Bennis famously said, is that management is about doing things right, but leadership is about doing the right thing. And so that's kind of speaking to both the having the strategic and emotional nous to understand what is it that people need that kind of values and emotional connection to understand what is it that people need to hear in a crisis. They need to hear reassuring messages that we care, this is what we're doing, we don't know all the answers, but we'll keep you informed, here's what you can do for yourself. All of that stuff that he's just missing.
And on the point of communication, city councillors, MPs, the deputy mayor, the leaders of our two main political parties, a lot more community leaders, they were providing information for their communities, they were giving their two cents on what should happen next. Overall, they were being significantly more vocal and visible than Mr. Brown was at any point. What kind of threat does that pose to people's perception of Mr. Brown's authority and his ability as a leader when that contrast is so stark?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I mean, my sense is that, you know, as I was watching that stuff kind of emerge on Friday night on Twitter in particular, you could kind of sense an increasing tone of concern about the silence from the centre, from headquarters, if you like, that some of those people were expressing. And for me, that really did peak with the leader of the opposition, you know, calling on Mr. Brown, please declare a state of emergency. And I just thought, you know, he's on the same side of the political spectrum, publicly basically saying to the mayor, do your job, would you? So that cannot be a good look in terms of his reputation. You know, leadership relies on trust, right? We have to, because our leaders do have authority and power, we want to trust that they're going to use their authority and their power in a good way for good purposes, and that they're competent in exercising those powers. So I think all of that has been dented, and certainly his comments on Saturday did not suggest he had any insight into that. If anything, he made things worse. On Sunday, there was clearly more of an effort. There were regular tweets coming out, both from his account and emergency management. He had scheduled 3 press briefings. He was out, you know, in community centres and talking to people. So that all seemed reasonably encouraging. But then you find out actually what's going on behind the scenes on Saturday night is there's complaining about the drongos, his word, in the media. And it's just like, so I can't help but start to be very sceptical that all of that stuff, you know, was just spin, that he actually hasn't recognised really quite how serious the need is for good leadership in a crisis.
And Mr. Brown obviously has a history in public boards, etc. Is there any work in the literature that discusses past behaviour and past performance, for example, in similar roles such as in 2002 when he was the chair of the Auckland District Health Board and the Senior Medical Doctors Union asked the government to essentially get rid of him from that board for creating a, quote, crisis of confidence? So according to the literature, does an individual's past performance indicate how well they might perform in future? I mean, colloquially, there's the argument that a tiger can't change its stripes, but academically, what is the consensus on that?
The research generally in the field of psychology, and I'm not a psychologist, but there's a big overlap between psychology and leadership studies. It does, if you like, generally say the best way we can predict somebody's future behaviour is to look to their past behaviour. Okay? So that is, if you like, a well-established thing in the literature. It's also the case, though, that people can learn and grow. That said, there are some indications that learning and growing the kinds of behaviours that he's not engaging in, not being able to empathetically sense what is going on. You know, learning that is actually very difficult for people because it's almost kind of like deeply wired into their whole kind of worldview and their psyche to not be particularly oriented towards being concerned with feelings. So that would be a pretty hard ask. You know, the reality is if a motivated leader knows that they lack in that area, not only would they be trying to work on it, I think they would be asking people around them, please help me to know what it is that people might be feeling and what they need to hear so that I can then role model that. Even if I don't quite get it myself, I'll at least try because I if you like, intellectually grasp that it's important, even if I don't necessarily intuitively feel it. I guess the irony is that soft skills that people, you know, that language, they're actually the hardest to learn. And, you know, that is what he's largely missing.
And on that point, finally, it is a developing situation. Do you think that Mr. Brown has the capacity to improve? And if so, what would your advice be to him for improvement as someone who's well-versed in the topic of what makes a leader?
I mean, I really think he needs to wrap around himself people who actually have skills and abilities in this area and take advice from them and try to act on that advice. And to, you know, if he could recognize that his own instincts are actually leading him in the wrong direction here. But that would take a fair degree of both humility and, you know, frankly, personal discipline in terms of managing his own behaviors. And I'm not terribly confident about this. I mean, this is somebody who, prior to being elected, was caught on tape fantasizing about wanting to piss on the image of a journalist. That is not kind of normal behavior, right? So there's something there that I, you know, and he's a mature adult. There's something there that's pretty strongly wired in him that I think is going to be very hard for him to manage. But if he's got, you know, really strong support and he's willing to listen to it, then maybe he can, you know, frankly, keep his foot out of his mouth more often than he has been.
That was Stella Huggins speaking to leadership expert Dr. Suze Wilson about Mayor Wayne Brown's performance in response to the flooding in Tāmaki Makaurau.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.